Do you have any Benadryl?
I
have weak moonshine, if you ask Joe, because he's weak. Drinking it.
I usually have a funny story to say before we start this, and I've got nothing today.
Why?
I don't know. Because I'm not fighting with anybody.
We could just fight each other. Nah, that won't work.
Actually, I'm fighting with somebody, but that's another story.
Who are you fighting with?
I'm not talking about it.
The fuck?
Secrets don't make friends.
Who are you not?
I'll save a story for when we actually start the podcast, because it was a funny story on Saturday. It was hysterical.
Ooh.
Did you hear the story about the baby that cried?
No.
This is awesome. Okay, so
don't talk about Carrie like that.
No, can I tell you the story real quick? Okay, so we're at the bar, right? And Cole Typical. Brings his daughter over and introduces us, and we're waving to her, and she's being cute and smiling and stuff.
Righty.
So all of a sudden, I have my back to the outside bar. And Bethany, by the way, the bar is the white building with the thing.
I was at the bar. You weren't there.
Oh, okay. So
I promise.
All of a sudden, Bethany, the bartender, comes walking over, and she's standing over my shoulder. Mm. She looks at the baby and goes, "Oh, what a cute baby." The baby starts crying. Like bawling.
The baby or Riley?
No, the baby. Not Riley, the little baby. And all of a sudden, we're all dying, and I'm like, "Get away from the baby." She's like, "I love children." I'm like, "Well, they don't love you."
They
so
hate you.
All of a sudden, this you know what I do? All of a sudden, I look at her, I look at the baby, I look at Cole, and he's like, "I don't know what to do." I go, "I got this." I stand in front of Bethany, and I look at the baby and start waving. The baby starts laughing. And Brittany looks at me and it's like, "You asshole." And she just darts down to the other side of the bar. So that was my story.
That was a good story.
And I said, "That serves you right for ruining my life in pandas."
Should have been a Sweet Home Alabama. You brought a baby to a bar. Look at you.
Well, how did she ruin your life with pandas again? Like, you loved pandas, and then she showed you how they were mean?
They're very mean. If you Google pandas, you think that they eat bamboo, but they don't. They're mean.
They definitely eat some bamboo.
I have the technology for this.
Yeah, Google it right now. They are mean.
Maybe they're just bad day pandas. No. Like, you can find bad
cats. Did I tell you the story about this? Big Polly Panda is a super huge panda who I bought for my 11-year-old niece because of Bethany now.
Oh, yeah.
Panda sits in a tote with a freaking cover on it, and he can't come out and play with my niece because of that woman.
Because you said so?
Because she said they're mean, so I don't want to take a chance the Big Polly Panda could make my niece cry.
Are you sure it wasn't sexual harassment panda?
No, it wasn't, but different. Funny you brought that up. So we have Cookie Monster and Elmo. We're debating whether or not we're going to buy a panda outfit and then unleash sexual harassment panda.
There's legitimately
you
no
should just sit
here.
Nick down for like
no
the
debate.
Whole time.
Nobody here has debated this and said that's a terrible idea, Len.
Well, that's all I got to say about that.
There's a 1 minute and 12 second YouTube video how pandas aren't mean.
No, they are mean. They are mean.
Are not.
Wait. Hold
I'm watching the video.
Here.
No, Jeffrey, what do you think about pandas?
See, me and pandas
are involved in sexual harassment lawsuits.
It don't add up to me.
Thank you.
Something just not adding up here.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, Jeffrey, explain it. What's not adding up?
What's not adding up is this, because you think about it. Pandas are supposed to be friendly and all that good shit, but you got to think. What if we seen the panda and it's not friendly?
It's not. It's not at all.
It's kind of
a crazy
situation.
Are they like Chinese food and shit and did kung fu?
Oh. They want you to believe that. That's why they put them in Disney, but it's not true. They're trying to snow you. Don't fall for the hype.
I mean, I can't trust.
Don't believe the hype.
It's
more
don't
like it.
Trust pandas.
Panda's STD came up as the third.
Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you to the Topper Sports Podcast. Feature. Lenny. Also featuring Joe Katie.
That's me.
Also featuring Emily. And without further ado, the man, the myth, the legend is in the building.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back and the regular season is over. Going around in the room today, we have some very special guests, and we're about to blow the whole thing out of the water. Joe K's over in the corner. Mr. Ferger of Ferger's Famous Moonshine is in the house. In the deep corner of the couch, where Carrie and Tommy have sex, is the amazing and fantastic Beth.
This is why we don't train.
And B's brother is here.
Who? It's about to go the fuck down.
The gift that
are you
giving.
Ready to go?
Break it down.
Ladies and gentlemen of the TSL universe, I've got to be honest, that was a total ad-lib on B's brother's part, and it was magical.
That's pretty much all.
Jeff, did you just think of that all on your own?
I think we're done here.
Hey, it was spare the moment thing. I had to throw it in there.
You didn't practice that all day?
No, it was no practice. It was like, you know, if I'm coming in here, I got to come A-game status.
What? You nailed it, man. Wow. I got nothing. Len, you can just end
I had this whole introduction set up, and right now I'm literally flustered because I feel like I've been moved. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to the Topper Sports League's podcast. Thank you, BB Jesus. The regular season is now over. Yep. Joined alongside, as always, DJ Jimmy. How are you doing tonight?
Lenny, I'm very full. The tacos that we had at the pre-meeting filled me. And I thank you.
It's going to be a magical evening. And as I look due north, I do not see Emily. I see Joe K., the man of many titles. How are you doing tonight?
I don't know yet because I got moonshine in me and a whole bunch of Mexicans. So this is going to be a fun show, I think. Hey, you think we can get El Canelo to sponsor our podcast?
Hey, yes. We already talked about Scores doing it.
Lucky Mexicans.
Go Tee-hee.
On. We're going to have Scores do this, honestly. And as I get to my next guest, to Joe K.'s right, he is the captain of the McKenzie Agency. He used to play in Hoosier Daddy. He is also a connoisseur of fine moonshine and other kind of grain alcohols. Mr. Brian Ferger, how are you tonight?
What's up? I'm doing better now that we're drinking.
Well,
so
we're drinking in this league.
We got that working for us.
And ladies and gentlemen, we go. Oh, we have music.
Oh, I didn't get intro music.
Well, you're not that important.
Yeah. The regular season is over. We needed to do something. And I said to myself, I need to do something. I can't hit a double. I can't hit a triple. I got to hit a home run tonight. So what do? You got to hit a home run. You obviously call Bees Brothers. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the main stage, Mr. Plug Life, Jeffy, a.k.a. Bees Brother. How are you?
What's up? What's up?
What it be?
You already know how it is, man.
What it
I'm
be,
here.
What it be? What it be?
We already on point. So drinks in hand. Let's all get this
hanging
thing
out
popping.
With the brother of B.
You excited to be here, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. It wouldn't be right if I wasn't here.
Wouldn't That's
be
true. Right it would not be right.
It would be left or be wrong, depending on which way you looked at it. And
would it be?
Finally, I knew I had to do something big. And I thought to myself, what can I do? Well, we've trotted out Topper. We've done Bee's Brother. We've had Sherry. We've had Emily. We had to go somewhere else. We had to do something nuclear. We had to bring somebody in. You know, at one point people said, you've interviewed millions of people. You've had so much fun. What else is there left to do? And you know what I said? I said, there's one more thing I can do. I can go to one more place in my brain. And they said, Lenny, you're freaking crazy. You can't do it. And I said, you know what? I can do it. Because this makes no freaking sense, which means it makes absolutely perfect sense.
Who says this?
People.
What people?
And I said, I'm going to bring somebody, a polarizing figure, to our stage. She has been the much maligned, but you know what? I have talked to her for the last 2 weeks. And I said, you know what? It is time for you to join us and to talk. And she is here. She is a two-time D1 champion?
Two-time.
Yes.
Two-time D1 champion. She is ready to tell her story. And you know what? She's going to stand tall and stand proud. And she is here to talk. And her name is Bethany. And we're going to call her Beth because she doesn't like Bethany. Beth, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I am so excited that you're here right now.
I was excited to see the text message from you.
It was awesome. And you know, it wasn't one. It was like 19.
You woke me up with that message, just so you know.
Really?
I appreciate it, Tim.
You brought no, I'm just kidding. I was already
6:30 in the morning all the time.
Yeah, that was a little early. Some people sleep in.
I was up at like 5:15 and I was like, okay, I got a plan.
Special little guy.
I'm a little guy, but I'm a special guy. I took off my bicycle helmet and I took off, I got like a smoking jacket and I got like blindfolds when I sleep.
And is that real?
What do you think?
I think it could be, though.
Window liquor.
Like, that's one of those things that I think you might actually do.
I might have a smoky jacket.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in the House of Alba.
What is this, velvet? Yeah.
Wish I had some cabachier. So, Brian, we're going to start with you first. So, where's McKenzie Agent right now? You guys literally were the worst team literally in the history of the world. And that was not this year. It was like last year. And then all of a sudden, things started happening. You're the full-time quarterback.
Weren't we going to put them in the division with all the girls' teams we were supposed to have? All the gender teams?
We were going to.
Ah, okay.
And then all of a sudden, they started slowly falling. Ricky's team went out. The Baggio disaster.
That would include Baggio getting women to play with.
Well, he had three.
We know how that goes.
We know he had three. But something magical happened.
In his life?
Buffalo Solar Solutions was struggling, and all of a sudden, they said, you know what? We need some leadership. They grabbed Ferger, who was on Who's Your Daddy, and you took the ball. And 6-3? 5-4? I think you were 6-3, weren't you? You guys had a solid season. Yeah.
NHA 6-3.
Oh, okay, and then you guys now are the McKenzie Agency, and you guys are 6-3. Is that correct?
No, we actually fell apart this last the last four games, but we ended up 500, I want to say 4-4. I think we ended up a game short. But no, we switched around some players. We got people who wanted to drink as well as play football, which is
key in this league.
Kind of hard to do.
Yeah, 5-4. There you guys. You had a winning season.
Oh, check that out. We are, in fact, the Houston Texans of the D6 League.
AFC South.
That's us.
The fuck?
That's up. We're coming out strong. But no, we changed around some people. We kicked some people out.
Ooh.
And if you can't have fun and drink with us, then you got a real fucking problem. So that's how we put this league together.
Well, let's start with the first question. You know, a lot of times, you know, we see Carrie with a K, do her Tommy.
Tommy, just stop it there.
Nope. And, you know, I had a frank conversation with her before the season started, and I said, hey, what would ever happen if you guys didn't drink and then played and then won and then drank later? And she goes, you know what, that's a great question. And a bunch of times this year, she said you guys actually were very dry and you won your games and then you did your drinking.
Yeah, we cut the moonshine down in about in half, which is, once again, hard for me to do because I really enjoy it. But, no, we started drinking. We stopped fighting as much, and we decided we were just going to have fun with it. And if we won, we won. If we lost, it was a day away from bullshit.
What's the story behind the moonshine? Just to fill everyone in that may not know.
So the moonshine came about because we started looking at our credit card statements after a Saturday at the Rose Garden.
I've heard this before.
We were like, oh my God, between four of us, we spent $325 and no one is drunk. So I said, I got a better way of doing this. Let's figure this out together. Everybody give me $40 and we'll get the whole league plastered.
I don't know
and
if you saw
it. Slowly but surely, but we're making it happen.
There's another way. I don't know if you saw this, Bethany or Jeffy. Actually, people are starting to do crack now. And they think that is also cheaper than.
We cannot confirm or deny that it was crack yet. Well, I still voted meth.
Okay, it was either crack, heroin, or meth.
I went with Molly.
No, we don't say that name here. We do not say that name here. That is one name that is not allowed to be said.
I don't understand.
It's a difference.
We need a board on the wall of the rules.
You can let
them
do all that. Mm-hmm. Me, I'm going to go with the garden.
You're going to go with the garden?
We all know what the garden is.
I'm pretty sure 85% of our listeners don't know what the
garden is.
If you don't know what the garden is, it's weed.
Boston Garden?
Like I was going with Rose Garden because Mother that was Earth. The $350 problem on a weekly basis.
I don't think, no. That was not fucking weed, dude.
How do you
Did
spell
you not
that?
See her?
Garden. The garden.
The garden. But you're saying it like you're from Boston, so it's the Boston Garden? Boston Garden.
No, it's not like that.
No.
It's a slang. It's more...
You're pretty hip with this slang, man.
It's more like we know what it is.
Who?
What it be?
Who's we?
As in like the people who smoke it every day.
What kind of people?
Okay, but just to put it out there, that stuff is not happening in the studio or anywhere near here for
Never.
Anyone listening.
Hey, at the end of the day,
not on this half of Five Star.
It happens outside the world. Like we know what that goes.
Like Cleveland.
Yeah.
So, Bethany, let's get to you. And excuse me once again for saying Bethany. Let's hear your story. You came. Did you start a game on, or did you just one day show up with Bobby and that was that?
I started playing with Bobby at Game On.
Okay. And how was that league compared to this one?
Kind of lame.
Kind of lame?
Yeah.
Very lame.
It's not as competitive, mm-hmm. and there aren't as many divisions in that league.
What about the social aspect? Now, that's something that a lot of times, you know, there was a Garan in their old days. They were struggling socially, and then Dalecki, I think, one day, and I don't know if it was Bobby, Dalecki started showing up in the bar, and everybody said, hey, wait a minute, Dalecki's really fun.
Yeah.
And everybody started coming to the bar and having a good old time.
Yeah.
What's going on now? Because like Chadwick's not as fun as like Chadwick saying don't go into the bar, and we lost Alecki and we don't go into the bar as much.
Yeah, Chadwick lives in Rochester now, I believe.
Really?
So he drives every Saturday to come play with us. So
that's dedication.
Yeah.
Wow.
So a lot of the times he doesn't really hang around.
Doesn't anybody have, like what, I was joking around with you last week. Like you got to get in the bar. Like are we going to get Garan in the bar and we're going to call him White Ice Downtown? Who came up with that name, by the way?
I have no idea where that name came from, to be honest.
I would have thought Santa would have came up with it.
Got a group chat one day, and then it was renamed Eyes Downtown, and I was totally lost and confused.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Do you guys ever,
is it
like,
somewhere someone works, maybe? I don't know. To be honest, you'd have to ask someone else. I have no idea.
And here's my next question. So you guys win your second D1 title. Congratulations to you. It was a great game. I think you guys beat Varsity, if memory serves me right.
Yes.
And that's got to be enjoyable to you because you guys are great rivals. And all of a sudden, one day, you go, I don't think you were at the banquet, but your team's at the banquet. Everybody's having a good old time. And then the way I hear it, like a week later, Turner calls Bobby and says, hey, we're moving on. What happens then?
Yeah, that's...
Like, how did you feel when that happened?
What's the story there?
I think they were kind of expecting it, to be honest. Like, I think Bobby had that kind of known for a little bit. They were talking here and there, and there has always been chatter, I guess. It was called, what do they call it? Some sort of like chat or something like that, that all the other guys were in, I guess. And it was like their little group, which is how they broke off.
The
Bumblebee?
The Snappity. The Snappity chatty. Snappity chatty?
Snapchat?
Snapchat?
I don't know.
Instagram.
No. It was some like, I I think it was, they called it the Thread, which makes sense for their team name.
Tinder.
So they had like this group chat or whatever that they called the Thread, which is a bunch of different guys in it. I'm not sure who it was, but all of Turner's other friends and stuff. And they split up and made their own team.
So now you're with Bobby and Chadwick and Jeff Farr and his girlfriend Joey. Like, how did that make you feel? Like, do you like Turner and Dalecki now? Were you mad at them? Like,
no,
Santo?
I love them still.
Okay, we don't like Santo because, like, Santo was supposed to come here and he didn't. So boo on you, Santo, and you know why. But we like Turner.
Because in a weird way, he ruined The Bachelorette?
No, that was Neiman.
Yeah, but if... Never mind. We'll get into it later.
Okay. Sorry, Big Polly.
Oh, no, you didn't.
What? He didn't ruin the... Oh, no. Santo didn't ruin it.
I mean, he theoretically did.
How?
Well, if he never broke up with Taylor, then Polly wouldn't have fallen in love with Taylor, and then we would never ruin The Bachelorette. Goddamn, it's like 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon here.
Oh, my God, that just gave
me... Are those your deep thoughts?
I just ruined Lenny.
Technically, you could be right.
This entire time, we can blame him.
We really could. Well, it is like Kevin Bacon. Exactly. It all comes back to Kevin Bacon.
I know.
Crap. So, ideally, you guys really want to beat... Who you got? Varsity? Oh, my God. You're going to play Varsity again?
Oh.
I don't think they're... I don't know. When we played them, it wasn't anything special.
Okay, so let's say you beat them.
They have their people if they show up.
Are you cheering for Thread? Like, you want back at Thread, don't you? Again? They're playing XTC.
I would like for them to win.
How awesome would that be if you got a chance to play them?
That would be pretty cool.
Would you be like, Corey Turner, look what we did?
Well, he cheats when he plays. So.
Does he? What does he do?
He holds you.
What, tell me again.
He just grabs you. He can't keep up with you, so he just holds you.
Oh, snap.
Like gentle caressing?
Well, maybe. It's Turner, so.
What about Dalecki?
He
doesn't hold.
No. Eric's that solid player.
Wow. Santo would hold, because that's something Santo would do.
Yeah.
How much do you miss playing with that Marinaccio kid? Not so much.
No comment.
Is he even playing?
Okay, go on. There's stories there.
Is he in Game On?
I just think they felt bad, and so he's someone's cousin, or I forget who his relative he is, or good friend of. So they asked him to play on the team, and I think they felt bad kicking him out. So.
Yeah, I think him and Turner grew up together or something like that.
Yeah, something
right?
like that. Yeah. So Jeffy, I think Turner didn't want to be the bearer of bad news and tell him he was off the team to replace him with someone better.
I'm thinking, like, it's kind of a catch-22 there or something. I don't know what could have happened or whatever the case may be, but, yo.
Are you with Thread or are you with Eyes on Town right now? I mean, at the end of the day, let's just cut it straight.
Damn it,
I'm going to cut it straight like this. If Thread wins, then so be it. Let the ball game begin.
At the Garden.
Yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't sound like a ringing endorsement.
They beat us once before.
They did. And what? How did they do? Did they man you guys?
I don't remember. To be honest, I don't remember.
Oh God. Do you guys have your own text chain? Like, does Bobby get really upset when you guys lose a game? Because it's not very often.
No, he doesn't really say much in it. No.
Like when football's over, like, cause, you know, like with my team, we all go to the bar for like 19 straight hours, and then we're on like a text chain for 7 straight days. Like I can't.
All of that sounds low.
Do you guys just like when the game's over? Like, okay, we'll see you next Saturday. Because I want to do that with my team sometimes, and I can't because I got to see them at the
individual
bar.
Lives.
Yeah,
and it all depends. I don't know. Some weeks the chat gets blown up. Other weeks it's nothing said.
Yeah,
last week was one of those weeks.
Yeah, Tommy Hughes and I have a standing Monday afternoon phone call, and then as you know, you're on the super cool tech chain. So Neiman Abaccio, literally, I talk to him 97 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Cole actually and I have a weekly phone call where we call it a weekly check-in. We don't talk as much as we used to because usually it all goes to Hughes. And it's usually always something about Hughes, like as he goes mental.
Oh, I know.
You know, it's always something about Tommy Hughes or Breakfast Club or, you know, the minor, you know, I'm going to tell you something. It's a minor miracle that we're still in the Breakfast Club playoffs right now because we might have the worst team in the history of the world.
You're such an asshole.
I thought I had the worst team in the history
of
the
world. No, you would beat our Breakfast Club.
Don't
team.
You I disagree take that wholeheartedly. Away
from me. I'm telling you, I think you guys beat us by 6.
Wholeheartedly. We'll play that game.
We will play that game. But the point is we're really, really smart, and that's why we win some games. But we have no physical talent whatsoever. And we have to use a quarterback. Why do you have to swear?
Because you're insulting me?
I'm not insulting you at all.
I have no physical talent.
I'm insulting
talent.
The team.
Slight
There's a difference.
Physical talent.
Jeffy, what's going on? You're being real quiet.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I'm kind of into, like, thinking of the next thing.
What are you thinking about?
Yeah, what is the next thing?
See, what I'm thinking is, like, you know, even though... I'm here, I'm chilling with y'all. When I get back in, what's the next move I'm going to do?
What's the next move?
Yeah.
Pretty much, like, probably chill on my Xbox One, play GTA.
Because the what are you thinking about after?
Stop right there.
No.
Jokey.
No.
Guess what GTA is? There's something called Grand Theft Auto. Yes.
Okay, what about
Tell
it,
Jokey about that.
Tell me.
Okay. It was a new DLC that just got released today.
New DLC.
Hold on. Did
what
you
is
explain
DLC?
To Lenny? Yeah. Explain DLC.
No clue.
It's downloadable content that just came today for Grand Theft Auto 5, the Gunrunner DLC, all new stuff in the game. I was playing that before Lenny came and got me.
You actually took time away from that to come hang out with us?
Yes.
Thank you.
And at the end of the day, I mean, I'm going back to go play it.
Yeah, literally at the end of the day, it'll be like 11 o'clock and he'll be doing it and it'll be close to the end of the day.
Fair enough. Can't confirm.
So let's get to one of the biggest stories of the week. We're going to get back to Beth and Ferg in a second. Obviously, ladies and gentlemen, we're making history right now, but history was made on Saturday.
I heard.
It was made, I think, Brian, around 4 o'clock. I think it was about 3:51 p.m. I remember it. The wind was about 30 to 35 knots going from the north and northwest.
Not true.
And all of a sudden, Mad Zebron, one of the greatest refs we've had, a great guy, grabs his shoulder and he has an injury.
No.
And he had to ref a game later in the afternoon. And he couldn't do it. And we were out refs. Now, Ramirez was doing a really good job. We had games going left and right. He was literally going out of his mind. Topper was kind of in Topper land. And sometimes when Topper's in Topper land, you can't count on him for much. And, you know, he was really, I think he was too low for the day. So he's having a good day. So a decision needed to be made. We needed a ref. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I just couldn't do it. I'm kind of retired. So the decision was made that Jeffy, a.k.a. Beast Brother, who has been literally practicing for what? Three sessions now. You read the rules every day.
Yeah.
Every week we have a rules meeting, him and I, and he said, you know what, I can do this, guys. And he marched over to the McKenzie Agency Salino Sewer Rats game, and him, Lou from Full Throttle, and myself as a apprentice ref, I had no say except to be an apprentice, we were a three-man crew, and we ref the game. Jeffy, from your perspective, how did it go?
Definitely went good on my end.
Out of 10, I'd say a 15.
I'll give it like a 9, 9.5, okay. Maybe.
So you're not
he's
saying
fair.
Perfect.
He's tough but fair. He's tough but fair. Screw you, Ferger.
I kind of. Okay. I see. All right. Back to the topic at hand. Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to call this game fair and down the middle.
Right down the middle.
I ain't going to have no dispute, no discussions between both teams. And like.
Yeah.
Some you already don't know, call man. I don't want to have no arguments or nothing, so I kind of kept it honest and fair for everybody.
But you also had to lay down the law, because that's what you're about. You're tough, but you're fair.
Yeah, and if a dispute came up, I wouldn't mind talking it out with the person, so hey.
I heard there was a dispute.
Then there was a dispute.
There were two disputes. I heard somebody got sacked.
Well, somebody did get sacked, and let's lay
allegedly.
It out. Allegedly. The ball was on the 18-yard line. McKenzie Agency had the ball. It was so the last accurate. Play of the half.
I can't throw the ball that far.
Okay, so it was on the 13-yard line. And Ferger was getting rushed, and he actually, Lou and I were on the porta potty side, and he actually spun to the left-hand side so we couldn't see it, and Jeffy from down the field actually started moving up for the sack call, and
so
I moved
I
back
already
for the catch.
Don't believe this, because I don't think he spun.
He kind of did.
Believe it or not, I'm relatively athletic.
Yes. And he threw the ball, and shockingly, it was a touchdown, but a sack was called, so all the refs huddled. After the touchdown was called. Yeah, I called it. Believe it or not, I called the touchdown, because when I saw Jeffy go to the sack, I ran to the back line, even though I was an apprentice.
I don't know if that happened.
I did that dude as an apprentice.
Because I looked at it very carefully, and I kept my eyes between the quarterback and the rusher, and I said to myself, hold on, the ball was 2 seconds let go before the tag came.
Oh, before the tag came. It sounds like that's a touchdown.
It was craziness.
Mm-hmm. And like, no, because like, as soon as he was letting it go, I saw the tag right there.
Well,
so it was like,
thank God the replay confirmed it. The replay confirmed it.
Bring back drones.
You know what? Don't say that, because honestly, if Ice Downtown has to play Public Enemy again, we might have drones. We might have cops with tasers, too.
Wait, that was mentioned in the group chat.
What's it?
Awesome.
We honestly, we need tasers and cops. With riot gear.
Lenny went under the hood.
No, it wasn't. We all did a very good job.
So you got that touchdown taken away, and then what was the other disputed play?
The other disputed play was one of our supremely fast guys, you know, about 280 pounds of man just running down the field in a straight line by four people. First person miss, he gets tagged with one hand, another hand comes in after the fact, tags him down. But in the meantime, he lateraled the ball. So,
I remember that.
It wasn't a matter of whether or not we were going to score, because we were still at about the 50. It was a matter of field position, because that was the first drive after the half, and we were down 8 after the touchdown got taken away. And so then we basically stopped.
That's actually where I was going to head with it, Jim.
So that was 49 points for
Celine. Oh, your boys,
Sewer Rats. And 18 it's a grudge, man. For McKenzie. wow, these plays really
these two plays really cost you
really turned the game around, didn't they? But it was close to a tie though in the first half. Am I wrong?
It would have been tied.
Now, do you think this was more of a referee issue or more of a
no? This was our team
moonshine pong issue.
Moonshine pong did happen.
Maybe the first game before the game was actually the problem here.
I never seen moonshine pong as being a problem.
It can't be any good.
In terms of physical prowess, maybe.
In terms of physical prowess, we're never going to win.
Solid argument.
No, Lenny and I actually went back and forth on this a little bit, and he definitely dadded me, and he was like, because I said so. And I was like, you said the word perfect.
Well, that's and true.
Lenny is known to commissioner.
And then he backed off of perfect and went to, game was roughed well.
I normally would say a 20 out of 10, and I gave it a 15, so I did concede 5 points. Jeffy was magical.
I needed you to concede 8.
Yes, there's no way. Yeah, still wouldn't have helped. I could have given you 20 and you still would have had
still
a
lost
at the
by
office.
One.
Well, if there's anyone out there that did get to see DJ J. Reezy, B's brother, step onto the field and ref his first game, please give us a call. 627-TOP, where your opinion matters.
To be fair, other than those two plays, it was good to go.
There you go. Call, what is it, 627-8677? People aren't really calling
Beth, have you ever called the Topper hotline?
No, I can confirm that she hasn't.
Are you going to Saturday?
Probably. I don't know what that is.
This is what we did.
This is what we need him walking around fielding a sign.
This is a great idea we came up with. If you ever listen to GR Sports, they have the Weiner line.
Yeah.
One day we came up with an idea and we said, hey, if you want to bitch about something, we're going to give you a phone line to do it. So if you call 627-TOP, you basically can talk about anything. You don't even say your name.
But who do you talk to? Nobody.
No, you talk to the answer machine and then we get to talk about them and address it on the podcast. Okay. Yeah, so you could all be like, hey, you know what? If some jerk quarterback in D1 says he's going to dot you between the eyes, I don't think that's right, and screw him, but you don't have to say a name. You could say that on the line, and that's okay.
It's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
It's the best idea we've had.
I'll have to save that in my favorites on my phone.
You should. 627. Okay, what's that again?
627-TOP, which is T-O-P-P, which is 8677.
And we've met some new friends because of that hotline. We've met the Kellers.
All 1,600 Kellers.
There's 1,600 Kellers in the league.
Only one of them's really cool.
Yep, and oh, by the way, there is no love update. Yeah, the dad's awesome, and so is Junior.
Junior's super cool, too.
So, golf cart guy actually was at football, but I was on the other side of the bar, and I was actually having a sandwich at the time, so I decided not to hop in the golf cart and go see Katie Keller, because now, apparently, she has a thing for one of our officials. So
pick Perry's for the fun of it.
Well, yes, and that's a very good ice cream. But we don't know what's going to happen there. So, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully this week we're going to figure out, is Katie Keller going to go for the official, or is she going to go for the golf cart guy?
Or is she going
to
be the next Bachelorette?
Or is she going to be the next Bachelorette? We really don't know.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bethany, do you listen to the podcast and hear anything? Do you know who Sarah is? Do you listen to any of this, or is this all just nothing? You know what's going on?
I listen here and there, but I don't really know too much of what's going on.
Do you think after today you're going to start listening?
Sure, why not?
Does your team start listening to this?
I don't know who listens to it, to be honest.
I bet you Turner does.
It'd be interesting to find out.
It really would.
Turner probably does.
Hey, Turner.
Turner's on my list. There's him. There's
you would think
Burr.
Bobby would too, because he's so into football.
Turner's a good ref, though. Anyone that's seen him out there, he really holds it down. He's fair.
Firm,
he gets
fair.
In there.
He's almost as good as B's brother.
He takes that stance too. You'll see him. Maybe he pulls those little windbreakers up a little
week,
bit.
Too. Barefoot, no.
He can do that. So, Beth, we're going to get back to you. The elephant in the room. We're going to talk about it right now.
Sure.
So, you've been much maligned for the last, three or four seasons. And I'm going to ask you point blank. Is that fair, or is this something you would like to say? Because, everything I get, and every time I talk to you, we've actually had some very good conversations lately. And everyone's like, Beth, she's cheating. She flops around on the ground. She's playing dirty. What would you say to somebody who would tell you that?
I wouldn't say that's necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I was little, I was always known for being the one on the ground. Mm-hmm. Ever since I played soccer my whole life. I got yelled at by my coaches at soccer for being on the ground and not standing up and staying on my feet. So, I don't know. I just think it's stuck with me all the way through. I don't know what it is, but I'm always...
Would you be a good wrestler?
Probably not.
No.
But I'm always on the ground, no matter what.
Is it a clumsy issue?
It could be nothing. No, it's not... Well, part of it is. That's how I got this on my arm.
Ow.
Tripping, and then... trying to catch that ball.
It's a radio show, but she has really big...
That 45 and up I ran.
Yeah, I remember that.
Had Cheryl beat, and then all of a sudden I just tripped, and next thing you know, the ball was coming, and I'm like, I gotta try and catch this, or Bobby's gonna be screaming at me. So I dive out for it, and I end up not catching it, but...
Did he scream at you?
I don't believe he screamed.
No,
he was actually...
He gave you the evil eye.
He definitely
gave you the
did,
good old talking to.
He couldn't really say much to me after last Saturday, so...
Was he fair but firm?
Yes. Bobby's always fair, but firm.
Not always
firm. He is fair.
What?
So,
So I don't know. I just think...
That's what I'm saying. You got your 5 minutes here. I mean, what do you want the world to know about you? You seem like you're easygoing. You're answering a lot of questions.
I don't think I'm a bad person. I don't know. If you have a conversation with me, it's fine. But I think a lot of people just... Maybe I have a resting bitch face. I don't know.
You know who's got one like that? Kelsey. I used to play on Top Line. Oh, my God.
Don't
Every
start.
Time I looked at Kelsey, I'd be like, oh, Lord.
She's a lawyer right here.
Yes, so did I. So did Emily.
Oh, I heard that,
Emily.
Too.
Emily's Emily. Laughing right now, but that's an inside joke.
Emily.
We miss Emily. Do you ever see Emily?
Where is Emily?
She's got a family thing, and actually, from
Sounds
what I
like
heard,
bullshit.
She was actually trying to sign some people for Diamond Dolls.
Emily is on assignment.
She is on assignment.
Emily.
But you're working on it now. So, I mean, and that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, I guess I try to tell everybody this. This is a social co-ed. Look at Ferger. Like, perfect example. You know, he's on Who's Your Daddy and everybody hates them. And now all of a sudden he's with the McKenzie Agency and everybody loves him. Like, all of a sudden, you if you say Moonshine and TSL, everybody closes their eyes and they go, Ferger.
Don't fucking argue with Ferger. Go with it.
Everybody hates Who's Your Daddy. Like, that's the guy who got
the
fight at the banquet.
On that team.
I know. But that's how you started.
On that team.
But that, guilty by association.
I was on I Touched You There with Morgasm.
That was awesome.
Check.
Hey, don't bring up sore subjects.
And then we had the Solar Bowl, the game that we won. Then we got beat by a high school kid. Then they had to forfeit. So we had two wins that year. Oh. So no matter what, we're winning most improved.
I think I almost cried when you guys won that game because like that was like your first or second win ever. Like that was the greatest day ever.
Third year, one win.
That was awesome.
So you like quadrupled your win total this year?
Yeah, if we don't win most improved,
there's another season to go before we hand out awards. So
yeah, I don't care. It like, could stop
how
now.
Be most, how can you be most improved if your team's going to blow up in the offseason?
Joe K., that's a great question. Why don't we have a banquet for the spring?
Oh, because usually, you know, the solid 30 or so of us that hang out after the bar every week say, hey, Lenny and or Topper, let's do a spring banquet. And Topper and you are always like, that's a great idea. We'd love to do one. Except here's the problem. Only like 30 to 40 people are going to show up. It's not like the winter banquet where we have basically like, you know, the TSL prom where everybody shows up dressed nice and like we have a great time.
That's an awesome banquet, by the way.
The banquet, the winter banquet is the best part about the league.
Awesome. It's like a wedding for adults.
It's well, most
weddings do you go?
Usually weddings are for adults, Len.
Are you from Utah?
I don't go to weddings anymore.
Well, that's just because you don't like people. But
fair point.
I think in the spring the problem is just that we don't get enough people saying like let's do something and
it's not even
it's not like worth it for you.
Like people are so dumb. Like they don't like say yes, I'm going to do something. And I'll give you an example. We didn't do the banquet last spring, but the spring before, we literally said, okay, guys, you want a spring banquet? Blah, 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 I'm going to have a banquet. So sign up. And like 60, 70 people did. And then all of a sudden, we're like, okay, let's make food for 90, right? Well, all of a sudden, 158 show up.
That sounds about right. That sounds like
yeah, I don't know if you might not have been in the league yet, but they literally were getting grills out and they were looking at us going, are you insane? You have double the amount of people that you said were coming.
Yeah, but that sounds like us.
That's the banquet where Tammy brought her fire. And by the way, Maddie,
that was pre-Joe K.
We're going to learn how to twirl fire. If anybody wants in, let me know. We're going to have a sign-up sheet.
So then, could we just have a spring banquet?
Well, we probably could, but we got to learn how to twirl fire, too, because Tammy promised she'd show us. She said, pick 20 people. Maddie Ice and I are each going to buy 10 wands, and we're going to light them on fire, and we're going to learn how to twirl fire.
Beth,
if you want in.
Mariachi band.
Yeah, we'll get them. If you want in, you're in.
We
got 20 open spots.
Didn't you guys cut him?
What?
Didn't you guys cut him?
That was Marinaccio.
Oh, Marinaccio.
Oh, yeah.
We could have a spring banquet. Like,
we could. Jeff, if you long as you wear even, fire retardant uniform, you can control fire too.
I don't think you can say that word to him, but real quick.
I'm not going nowhere near that.
Fire.
Why not? What if we get the garden? You already have the fire.
Trying to talk to you for real.
Sorry. I'm
like,
just serious.
All right.
So if we did a spring banquet,
obviously the spring banquet wouldn't be like the winter banquet because that's too much, but couldn't we have like a smaller watered down version?
I guess.
Like, what would you want to do with that?
Go to Putt-Putt?
Done. Tournament?
I think Putt-Putt would be kind of fun. What do you think?
Putt-Putt would be sweet. Mm. Best score over all the holes wins some sort of prize.
Does anyone really enjoy Putt-Putt?
Buffalo Battleground.
I think all women everywhere.
Play airsoft.
It's a romantic first date. I'm sorry, but it is. And Baccio, I don't care. I'll fight you till I die. It is. Beth, if some guy took you to Putt-Putt on a first date, you'd be into that, wouldn't
I'd
you?
Go, yeah.
It's romantic, isn't
I'd
it?
Go.
Here's
yeah,
the thing.
Baccio,
romantic
there you go.
Hold on. Really
I would
quick.
Still go, though.
Are you legitimately arguing Baccio on what a good first date would be, like this kid fucking knows?
Well, no. Many years ago, I maintained that if you want something simple with no pressure and it's a nice social situation, you take a young lady to, I go take her to Putt-Putt and then take her for ice cream afterwards. It's
now, do you let her win?
Obviously.
No, not even.
Oh, no, no,
not even
no,
close.
No, no,
established
no.
dominance.
No, you must not. You do that when you get married. But until you're married, you have to let the woman win no matter what.
Beth, if you're on a first date and you go to putt-putt golf and games, do you want the gentleman to let you win?
No.
Exactly.
No. I think Beth's going to hit she's you with her with her club.
If she's going to be laying on the ground. If the guy lets you win, that's just lame.
Exactly.
Like, you got to win on your own. How do you
do putt-putt laying on the ground, though? That's what I'm wondering.
Pool way.
You can do it. Yeah, you do it. Yeah.
There it is.
You can do it.
There it is.
Billiard style.
I was like, or you can do the epic battle of laser time.
Oh my god, Lasertron, I didn't think of that.
One. That is a good one.
Holy they have a bar there.
Could we take the there whole banquet to Lasertron?
Yes. You could have I think you could run out Lasertron. You could easily run out Lasertron for a
I've rented stupider things.
I've seen we almost
scrap.
Do you know
Lasertron,
we almost spent $10,000 on?
Oh my god, don't say it. Don't say it. By the way, talk about stupid things. So you want to hear the leading up before we get to, we're going to get scores in a minute, but you know how the mariachi band ever even happened? Like, so Topper and I have our meetings every week and we're like, okay, what stupid things can we do? And I've always wanted to do a mariachi band for a while. And at one point I'm talking to there's a talent coordinator that gets all these people. And if I save the emails, you would die. Cause at one point I'm like, okay, I want a mariachi band. I want clowns. I want somebody who can make balloon animals. They couldn't make balloon animals, so I 86'd them.
How do clowns not know how to make balloon
Thank
animals?
You.
What's their purpose,
That's
then?
Like part of
Thank
clown you. College. It's like Thank balloon you. Animals 101.
That's what I told
what
the guy.
What do they do?
I don't know. Apparently they don't make, they
Are
don't
they
make
free
balloon
them?
Animals.
Were they like the shitty sad clowns that like
I don't know. But I didn't get, I was going to get four clowns, only if they made balloon animals. And they didn't. Who
they
does
didn't, what is All right, purpose, now, then? Did that one is... of them at least make balloon animals?
None of them did.
All right, well, that's bullshit then.
We're going to drive like a Shriner car right onto field one and just have them all pop out of it.
That sounds like the start of fall season, honestly.
Yeah, but they couldn't make balloon animals.
Yeah, but we got 3 more months to find a balloon
Speaking
animal.
Speaking about driving that Shriner's car, DJ J. Reezy, Bee's brother, do you have that permit yet?
No, could not yet.
Could he drive the Shriner car?
Jeff, if you yes. get your permit, we're going to teach you to drive.
Carrie would have said she would.
Yeah, okay.
She did.
She did. I have she a photo did. Documented.
Jeff, that's the last person you want to learn to drive from. So
no,
you should learn
do.
From Topper and Lenny's car, as previously agreed upon.
Yes,
no driving in the ravines.
A freaking Tahoe and a freaking
like
bridge.
I'm just saying like this. I wouldn't trust Carrie if she was drinking. When she's drinking, okay, that's no trust right there.
Well,
if she's not drinking, then it's like, I got a pretty good option.
You don't understand her at all then. She's like Bender from Futurama. She has to drink to function.
I got a better idea, though. Why don't we start with go-karts? No! Bumper cars. Bumper cars. Bumper cars.
Bumper cars.
We're going to Darien Lake and we're going to do bumper cars.
What about the golf cart? Why can't he drive that?
Oh, that was really easy. That's why you're here.
God.
Damn.
Beth, that was genius.
That Occam's
why
razor?
Not the golf cart?
Get him started.
Why not the golf cart?
You could most...
There's a lot of open land. You can't really get into much.
There's only like 700 people around.
Jeffy, what do you think? Saturday, we're going to hop in the golf cart.
Do it either earlier or later. No, there are
30 kids, 15 dogs.
I mean, so we crash a
golf
cart.
That'd be entertaining.
What could it cost? $2,000?
I don't know. You're going to find out when you and Topper buy your own anyway.
We're thinking about buying one.
I know
you
are. You
want to go halvesies on one? And we're going to get chrome spinners on it.
Halvesies. Jesus. You got to get it so you can have like pegs on the side so people can stand and drive with you.
Well, yeah. I want it to be like a Van Wilder one.
Yes.
But we need the Indian intern guy. Like, he's got to come
Just
with
get
it.
Raj from Sticky Mandits. Oh.
No. He's a lawyer. No, there's Raj from Primetime Players. But then, I want the actual guy from freaking
He's not,
Van
like,
Wilder.
Doing anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The guy hasn't acted in, like,
was
10 years.
He was like Kumar, and then that was it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's probably he's probably
we
really broke.
That guy. And that's what we're going to do.
All right.
All right. Well, you know what? We're 35 minutes in. We've had some conversations. So we've got this thing called Topper Sports League. We're heading towards the playoffs. We're going to start with the matchups. We don't really care about the scores. You were there. You saw them. We're going to start with let's start with D6, and we'll lead our way up to D1, get Ferger involved. Yep. So Jimmy's going to announce some, and we will talk about the matchups, the teams, and what we think is going to happen. Without further ado, let's cue that up.
I need to check my paper.
And his name is John C.
Yes. I need you to calm down just a little.
Me?
Yeah.
You shouldn't feed me fucking moonshine.
Why is the couch sticky?
Harry was here.
Cool.
With our D6 matchups, Ace is going to be playing the practice squad. Maddie's Angels going up against Secret Sauce of Santa. The RSS RSS ladies are going to be taking on the Tommy Hughes Experience. And the Salido Sewer Rats are going to be facing the McKenzie Agency.
Let's go.
You know who's reffing your game, right?
Oh, God.
Surprise.
Those are your D6 matchups.
Ferger, we're going to start with you. McKenzie Agency, Salinas Sewer Rats, I know you had nothing to play for. You lost 49-18. Can you mentally just flip the switch and get your team back and beat Salino?
It's pretty big.
Yeah. I think when we get our full team there, instead of half of them leaving and us not drinking for 6 hours, like you talked about in the beginning, could possibly be a little bit of a help.
But how are you going to play on 9.5 toes?
That's is yet the moonshine going to be before or after then?
I told my team no more moonshine until we win again, so the whole league suffers. So I'll let you decide how you're going to ref this game. Carrie already told me she's checking IDs and team rosters as they walk onto the field. So
that's awesome. I can't wait till I ref the game with Bee's brother and Lou and we get our licenses checked.
That'd be amazing. Well,
it's going to be the worst we'll have call a problem. All right.
Joe K., Tommy Hughes' experience against RSS ladies. What are you thinking?
Well, we've played them before and we've beat them, and that was back when we were miserable and everybody thought we were mad and terrible. Now we've been fun for like the last 3 weeks, so I don't know. I mean, it'll be a good game, of course. Not like they're a bad team, and I never really know who's going to play for us, but we've been actually kind of dealing lately. I know we lost to Santa's Secret Sauce, but that was kind of like a fuck-around fake drunk bowl, so it didn't really count. And, I mean, I like our chances.
58 points they threw on Mandy's Angels. Okay. Sherry was literally just running up and down defenses. Meg was on fire. Margo, I mean, do Sherry and Margo's speed concern your secondary, which isn't exactly fleet of foot?
But we already beat them, so I don't care.
Okay,
like, it already happened.
Good.
Like, why would I be mad about it?
I'm not saying mad. I said, is there a concern?
No, it's not really a concern.
Ford's like, not going to play, is he?
No, that okay, good. That even helps because he played the last time, I think.
Ah.
I mean, jokes aside, like, I don't know. I think it'll be a good game, and I think either team can win. Don't get me wrong. I don't think we're going to just walk away easily, but it'll be fun. A lot of it depends on our quarterback, especially since Tommy's got his arm injury now or whatever the hell's wrong with him.
I heard.
He kind of messed his elbow up pretty bad from Breakfast Club a few weeks ago.
It was crazy. Santa's Secret Sauce is struggling to score, and they are going up against an offensive juggernaut that's averaging like 60 points a week.
I love Dave, and I'm glad that they got into the playoffs because there was some concern that they wouldn't have, but Jesus, they're going to get murdered.
Like, I see 60-16 like on the board.
I fully expect the whole 70-0 hung announcement.
What is the spread on the game?
You know what? I don't know yet. Oh, we're not doing picks this week. The Godfather told me he's bored with that. He is going to lay the betting lines from Vegas down, though.
That's what I want. I want betting lines. Can we actually take bets? Like, can we take bets on this?
Funny that you bring
that
up.
Let's do that.
Eric Stegmaier, who plays at XDC, almost was going to actually start a book. Actually going to start taking bets on games, but we decided against it for the legalities.
Fuck that.
It would have been pretty awesome. But I would say that the over-under, I would say probably 30 points if I had to guess. But
that's
the Godfather's really nice. Over. He probably would put it at 17, but realistically it's probably 34.
Yeah, I think it'd be double that.
That was the game they threw like 5 picks, wasn't it, against Manny's Angels? Remember when Dave said they beat him like 72-8 or something?
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
Well, Dave said he was on. There, he hurt his back and everything. Yeah. They lost like 62-8. You're right. So, I mean, I think 34 is fair.
Yeah, and I get a better chance of getting hit by lightning than practice squad does of beating Ace. So it looks like Ace, Maddie's Angels, and then, you know, the other two, it could be McKenzie, could be Salino, RSS, and Tommy's will be closer games. But
did you hear the news? I think I was starting to tell you this earlier. Apparently, according to Ace, I think it was on Facebook, that they're going to not have like 3 or 4 players for their team the week after. Hmm. So like all of this... Ace versus Maddie's Angels, that could happen as the final, like all of this fun stuff, like they're gonna be shorthanded, I guess. I guess there's a wedding out of town or something. I think maybe I have it wrong, but I'm pretty sure they're gonna be down people. So it doesn't look like they'll be winning the championship if you're missing like good players on your team in, you know, big games like that. So who knows what the championship could be. Maybe we'll win and then we'll end up playing Maddie's Angels in the finals. That'd be exciting.
That would
You'll be playing my team in the finals.
You're not even gonna beat Salino. You just got your asses kicked by him.
Oh, snap.
You know, just to review a couple of the rules that were published over the course of the past week before we head into the next division of things here. In no particular order, this was recently shared. Just a reminder, as we head into the playoffs here, any and all suspensions that happen in spring 2017 session can and will carry over into the fall 2017 session. Moving on to your D5 teams, we've got the Bams going to be taking on Iron Butterflies. Cupcake is going to be facing Shake and Bake Stampede. Hope and Ruin going up against Dem Boys. Third and Schlong is going to be taking on All We Do Is Quit. Those are going to be your D5 games coming up this Saturday.
Oh, boy. K, Keller Clan's going to be up against it with all we do is Quinn.
Like, we don't even know much about Quinn because didn't they have like three games they got rained out on and stuff? Yeah. So they haven't really played that much.
They had some kind of like weird backdoor topper deal last year where they, I think they had a guy in Cupcake, but now he's gone or something. So I think all we do is Quinn is missing somebody. So that's the reason I think they're playing 500 right now. And quite honestly, when you move up a division, the game's a little bit faster. Hope and Ruin is looking really good, by the way, in D5. I don't have it in front of me, but I think they're like 6-3 or 5-4. So they literally won the D6 title. And came up and actually looked right at home in D5. The Bams are going to crush Iron Butterflies. That game might honestly have 30 points.
That's the game that we had to change, right? Like, there might have been schedules released because toppered, right?
Yep. And then Cupcake's going to crush Shake and Bake. Of all the divisions, I can pretty much say with little to no thought whatsoever, the Bams are going to be playing Cupcake for the D5 title. I don't see any team shocking anybody except those two. And when those two play, that game's going to be close. Cupcake's really good. That's the old
Cupcake's the only team. I assume that the Bams are the team that beat them, obviously.
They beat them, but they only beat them by like, it was like 31-30 or 32. Like, they beat them literally just by a point or two.
You never know. Like, I mean, there's always like, oh, this matchup should happen. And then before you know it, like, one day's a little bit windy and all of a sudden a ball that maybe.
But you know how, like, sometimes it's just, there's nothing going to stop it. D5 is, those two teams should be in D4 and everybody else should be in D5.
So what you're saying is you're going to put them in D4 next year.
Well, I would like to, but then all of a sudden some magic thing might happen and they might end up in D7 because, like, I'm not controlling that. Hey, going back to the girl team, Beth, so you've never played on an all-girl team, have you?
No.
If you got the invite, what would you do?
I'd play.
Yeah, like if Baccio wanted you on the Baccio Babe team, would you do it?
Sure.
No, not that nice. How do you feel about diamonds?
Yeah. Diamond Dolls? Jeffy, what do you think? Beth is really good. You want her on Diamond Dolls?
Hey, if she's willing to play.
At the end of the day, she's really good.
Can we just name the team at the end of the day?
I'll take her with open arms.
Yeah, can we name the team at the end of the day?
Oh. And they always play at the end of the day.
Jeffy, what do you think? I like
it. Hey, I'm down.
Okay. Yes. We've changed it. It's not Diamond Dolls anymore. It's called At the End of the Day, and they're going to play at the end of the day. Beth, you're okay with that?
Sure.
Okay, you've got Beth. That's really good.
That's a good starting point.
You've got Emily as director of operations.
Just look at the ground and you can't find her.
You have Emily, which means you will get Sherry because Emily will not play without Sherry, and Sherry will play with Emily because there's that rivalry there, and they're going to fight, and we know they're going to fight. And so quit kidding yourselves, guys. You're going to fight, so just do it. You know Sherry's fighting
Winner
Emily.
Gets $500.
I know Emily's fighting Sherry. You know it. We all know
We're
going
to bring out Topper Bucks next time.
Get the damn sumo suits and let's do this.
But you better realize I have two key secret weapons here.
Oh, okay.
Two? Wait. Most people barely have one. Now you have two?
Who else you have?
Who's your key secret weapons?
Key secret weapons are the Clark sisters.
What?
Well, it's not a secret. You just told everybody.
Okay, everybody
that's
pretend like
thing,
you didn't hear
they
that.
But they don't know who the rest of the roster is.
They're two things.
Is the secret that the Clark sisters don't know that they're on the team yet? Is that the secret?
See, that's the thing. They don't know yet.
The plot thickens.
So they don't even know they're on the team yet.
It's all right there. I have a master plan.
Oh, my God. How do you come up with these plans?
Easy.
But no, but it's not that easy. This is brilliant.
It may not be easy to y'all, but to me, it's like
it's the best
light work to me.
I just don't understand this. Does Emily know about this?
Emily knows about it because I ran it past her.
Like, how deep does the secret go?
Look like this.
It's like the Illuminati.
If the teams that play for don't play this season for the fall,
okay,
and if I'm not reffing full time,
okay,
that's and a big I got F. this team,
Ferger's all like, no, he's not reffing ever.
You know, I do think that you could ref full time and still be a primary advisor to your team.
Jimmy, that's a lot of responsibility. That is a lot of responsibility for one man. I don't think I could do it.
Could you get that coming out of the gate in fall? Oh my goodness.
I can make it happen.
Yeah, but what if?
Boom.
Let's try. Shuckle follow this train of thought. What if we kept it a secret and didn't tell anybody and kept it a secret the whole season?
Whoa.
That you were actually reffing, but you weren't.
Hey, that could be manageable.
That would be the greatest secret ever. Even more secret than the Clark sisters not knowing they play on your team. Oh, my God. I need to get a life.
It just keeps showing up to this field.
You don't
get it.
Need to.
What? I'm caught in the Matrix. Please help me.
You created this Matrix for the record.
Okay. I'm okay. I'll get it together. All right. The good news is we've got Beth. We've got Emily. We've got Sherry and the Clark sisters. That's five. All we need is a quarterback. And someone please save me. I'm in the Matrix. Ferger question.
I got it.
He'll quarterback.
I'll quarterback.
Well, Ferger's quarterback. You want Ferger to quarterback?
Well, make moonshine. Hold on. I know that there's word out there that a certain Bald Bernal may want to throw for a girls' team.
Bald Bernal?
Travis.
Okay, you know what? We're going to get to it before we get to D4. Right now, F, Mary, Kill. Val, Leah, Deanna. Joe K, go.
Oh, me? Fuck, I hate this question. I knew you were going to do this.
All right.
Hang on.
Diana's the most annoying. Hang on. And I see her the least, so I'm killing her.
Cool.
I'm killing Diana, not okay. Just because I hear she cries the most, and that's the worst. Wow. The problem is that, like, Val's sort of become like a sister to me in a weird way. So, like, do you want to fuck your sister or do you want to marry your sister? Which one's worse?
Are you in the Northeast or the South?
Are you in the South
towns? I guess we're here. So
we're technically in the South towns. So you can have sex with your sister if you're in the South.
But you shouldn't marry her still?
Well, it depends on how deep into the South you are. If you're in Alabama or Georgia.
Maybe East Aurora?
I guess it's like an...
I mean, if you marry, it's going to happen anyway, so you might as well just...
That's not necessarily true. I hear that goes the other way.
That's accurate.
Whatever floats your boat, then.
So I guess...
Who do you think is better at the coitus, Val or Leah? That'd probably be the question.
I don't think I'd ever answer that question because... You have to. One of them gets mad at me, and I don't want either of them to get mad at
They're going to, no matter what
you're
saying.
If one of them tells their mother, and then I get kicked out of the clan after I just got in, I'm not answering that.
Jeffy, shouldn't be talking.
Tell Joe K to keep it a secret, and then she will know.
Look at man. This is all low key.
What are you talking about?
He was talking about different colored robes earlier. Mother Bernal said I was talking about the family.
Joe K, your answer, please.
I guess it would be fuck Val and marry Leah and then kill Diana.
Thank you. Yeah. TSL Universe, we're not going to edit this. This is all our secret. Do not tell Mrs. Bernal.
Yeah, nobody's allowed to tell Mother Bernal.
This is low key between.
Yes, between everybody. Okay,
everybody that's here in the studio.
Only one fingers crossed, not two. Okay, we got this. Okay, D4.
Oh. All right, going over another one of those rules for this weekend before we head into the D4, if we rules. May here. Yeah, they were published, they have been shared, they will be posted.
They were posted, they on are Facebook available. Already.
You may only use one girl to sub in the playoff game that's not on your roster. You must email a formal request to Topper at toppersports.com by Thursday at 5 p.m. for approval. If you don't get a formal approval, you may not use that sub. If you use a sub without the formal approval, you will receive an immediate forfeit. If you have zero girls, you may still send in one formal request and let us know you do not have a second girl, and the TSL will send you a list of girls that you may choose as your second sub. But when making your decision for formal girl subs, please reference page 3, rule 5 of the TSL rulebook. Now note, the TSL universe... universal female sublist is null and void for playoffs. And also note, you may not use a female sub, even if the opposing captain agrees to it beforehand, and you do not send in that written request. So please, once again, before the playoffs kick in, go over those rules one more time.
And secrets don't count.
Secrets do not count. Okay. Moving into our D4 games here.
Meow, 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 meow.
Why So Serious is going to be taking on Indecent Exposure. A&A is going to be facing the Brew Crew. Full Throttle is going to be facing Home Tech, while Hung Buffalo is going to go face-to-face with AARP. Those are your D4 matchups.
4 and 5 are pretty easy. We said Bam's Cupcake D5. Why So Serious and A&A probably are hooking up. Indecent Exposure's got some injuries. They're not beating Why So Serious. Brew Crew, I think they forfeited last week. I don't even know if we're going to see them against A&A. Home Tech is actually getting hot at the right time, but I don't know if they have enough to beat Full Throttle. And ARP and Hung Buffalo both won a bunch of games, both lost to both the games. That's going to probably be a back-and-forth game, but I think Hung Buffalo beat them late. So D4, there's really going to be no surprises. Why So Serious, I think, is 9-0, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they've been crushing everybody. And Maddie's team really hasn't looked that good, but they always kick their game up a nickel in the playoffs. So A&A and Why So Serious.
I think they don't look good. I think it's a matter of they go up early, and then they just kind of like play around, and that's when things happen.
Yeah, but so. Normally, like I think they're only, yeah, there they are, 5-2-2. But you know what? They played Why So Serious. That was the week that Maddie said he got screwed over by the ref, so I think they had
Not just any ref.
Yeah.
Mike Baccio.
Oh, boy, that guy's evil. That Baccio.
He's fucking worst.
Bad Baccio. So I'd like to see A&A get another crack at Why So Serious and see what happens. Yeah, except for that, there's really that's not a division. The next one is the one we want to talk about. D3, that's where we're going.
Yeah, Jim, that's the part where you do the music.
You didn't expect me to go so fast on D3.
I know, you
I'm
killed
looking
him.
At the clock
you
freaking
fucked
out.
Him over so bad.
D3 Showtime are going to be taking on Saturdays are for the girls. One top or too many is going to be facing some team. DMX is going to be going up against Mickey Razz, and Gryffindor is going to be facing Sticky Bandits. Those are your D3 playoff teams.
Well, we heard the pass heard around the world. Bullet Club beat Team Topper with the Hail Mary. You draw them again. Okay, how are you feeling heading into this game?
I feel good about my team, finally. I mean, it's good when you actually have them show up. I mean,
like I said, we had a rough beginning of the season because we didn't have our quarterback, and then we didn't have Chad at the same time, so we never really got things going. Kind of sucks because Gordon's going to still be away for doing his military obligations, but other than that, I mean, I think, you know, Jeff's finally playing more games, so he's rounding into midseason form at the end of the season, so that's not...
You mean at the end of the day?
No, I think you're right, my bad.
So
we've been playing better. Obviously, we had to win that big game against Cobblestone at 9 and
it was awesome.
Pulled that off at, you know, with an interception in the end zone at the end of the game, and then, I mean, we beat HK 3-2 to get in, so we beat Tauber before. Last game was super fun. I mean, that was a game we had everybody, but Jeff, that was the game that Travis subbed in for us, but... Jeff has been playing really well, so I think we'll have another back-and-forth game. Because every game that we have with Team Topper is always really close and usually comes down to the wire, so I think it'll be a really fun game to watch.
Would you call this a grudge match?
No, because there's no grudge against Topper.
Yeah, like, there's only one grudge in D3, and Showtime and Sticky Bandits are starting to hate each other, except for that.
Like, I mean, we thoroughly enjoy playing each other. We have fun, nice. It's competitive, and we always, like I said, we've always had really good games. This is actually a replay after... We played them in the first round of the playoffs last season, too, and we knocked them out when Sarah sacked Topper near the end of the game, so that was pretty cool. So maybe we'll have another game like that.
Did the line ref make the sack call, or was it the back judge?
I think it was pretty easy because it was blatant, because I think he fell down after she touched him.
Those games go, even though there's good camaraderie on the field, they go very long, kind of like your stories.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, people ask.
Again.
Oh, it's fine.
Does Joey Bats, is he going to fold like a 10 again? Gryffindor's got Sticky Bandits. Sticky Bandits is a pretty decent team. Joey Bats is awesome, but he always folds. I don't know about that one. DMX, I'm telling you people right now, highlight that team. They are on a roll. I think they've won like 3 or 4 of their last games. They are crushing people, and that's 367 points in 9 games. I mean, they're literally like scoring 40, 42 a game, so that's pretty crazy. And also Showtime, Ricky is he's 8-1. You know, SNL Buffalo won the title. He lost his girls, and oh, there he is the number one seed again.
I mean, I think this division's like really evenly matched. I think everyone has a shot on any given day, except for, of course, Jay-Z's team, because whatever. But
what's up with Jay-Z, dude? He totally screwed his Breakfast Club team over, and he shows up, and he was all angry and squirrely. I was like, Jay-Z, what's going on, dude?
I don't know. Maybe we should.
He was not in a good mood Saturday.
We should talk to Emily. Maybe she can help him.
Yeah, well, we'll see what we can do. I like Jay-Z. He seemed like he was having a tough day on Saturday. D2,
before we get there, just to let everyone know, TSL females and captains, it's your job to make sure you don't violate any of the sub-rules. Make sure that we get those rules read over one more time before the games begin. Your D2 games coming up right here. Angry Buffalo is going to be taking on primetime players. Tight ends in motion is going to be facing the replacements. No Mo Doobie. And Gray and Associates are going to battle that one out, while Witters is going to be facing Bad Apples.
Oh, if you like rivalries, this is your division. This, in my opinion, is easily the best race in TSL. Tight ends in motion replacements. You know, Angry Buffalo exposed tight ends in motion. They're a very good team. Their quarterback struggled. He struggled to like getting the ball out, and they were running around a 6, 7, 8 yard routes. But Angry Buffalo moved their defense up. It looked like Alex was struggling with that. Angry Buffalo is thanking their lucky freaking stars that they don't draw the replacements in round one, because if they did, I would have called the upset. Primetime players had their full team for the first time all year. They actually beat replacements 32-30 last week. And, wow, no more Doobie against Grain Associates. Do you know the story? I think we all do. They won the D2 title. Some of the guys didn't want to go up to D1, so they split on Travis at the last second, and now they draw Travis in round number one of the D2 playoffs. And Witters and Bad Apples, they played twice now. There's a little bit of bad blood there, so... I got to be honest with you. I think seeing Buffalo winning, I'm not sure about tight ends in motion yet, and I have no clue on No More Doobie, Great Associates. And I think Witters is going to escape Bad Apples, but D2, I don't know. I mean, have you seen any of these games, Joe?
I don't even know. Like, everybody's evenly matched. I haven't seen the games because usually it was doing other assorted nonsense, but every time I hear like Travis talk about his games, like, you know, he's usually fired up about things. I don't think anybody's happy with like their record or their position, but it's because it's so evenly matched that anything can happen. It's literally one of those any given Saturday scenarios.
You ever seen any D2, Beth?
Yeah, I've
watched bits and pieces, but not enough to make any comment on it.
Grain Associates has literally won 8 zillion titles, and you know, sometimes winning titles is really big in the playoffs. It's easy to win a game, but it is not very easy to win a title. So sometimes that experience could go a long way. And like I said, I keep going back to Witters. They're sitting in a 3-hole, 6-3. They have a pretty solid defense. Their girls are phenomenal. It's all going to hang on the right hand of Newman. We all know Newman's hot and cold, but if Newman's hot, The girls play solid. Their guys are about as smart as it gets. Witters could shock some people as we head down the stretch here. So
Witters, Bad Apples. Bad Apples got a, there's a lot of waking up to do in this one, man.
I heard they're missing people, unfortunately. Bad Apples has a ton of physical skill, but I heard they're missing some people this week. Mm-hmm. So that could be interesting.
Point differential's tight on it. I bet you it comes down to the last play of the game. No one's going to pull away.
Could be.
I mean, you're looking at a 13-point differential over the course of the whole year and two win difference.
That's pretty crazy. Well, we got one more division left, right?
Yeah, let's finish this off.
D1. XTC going to be taking on Thread. Eyes Downtown facing Varsity Blues. 33 Speakeasy going up against the Bombers. And Public Enemy facing Hassel Takeover. If you haven't done so already, make sure you review some of the rules for this weekend. They have been published to the Facebook page. And legend has it they will be sent out via tweet at some point in time as well.
Yeah, it's an awful long tweet. Beth, we're going to start with you. You know D1 like the back of your hand. What do you see happening in these games?
Public Enemy is going to probably blow Hostile Takeover out of the water.
How about 33 Speakeasy and Bombers?
33's been on lately, so I'm going to go with them.
What if Bloomfield shows up?
Derek freaking Bloomfield.
It might be. I don't know.
Speakeasy, you're right.
33's been they hot really lately. They played a really good game against us, and they've been on. So.
You know what it is? I think Margot is starting. You know, she had the kid.
Shake the rust off.
Margot's really starting to ramp her game up a little bit. She's like, she used to be just faster and better than everybody else. I think she's almost back.
I mean, she's back.
She like, caught a bomb in that Maddie's Angels. Like, she's doing things she used to do, and she wasn't doing that last year. Well, what do you think about Eyes Downtown and your buddies Varsity Blues? You excited for that one?
Yeah, I mean, Varsity Blues has had a lot of trouble with people showing up, so.
Staying healthy.
I mean, as long as we're healthy. We had a couple issues with that as well within the last couple weeks.
How's Shriver doing?
I'm not sure. I know it's not as bad as he thought it was originally, so hopefully.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so
Shriver's
we'll
a good guy. He's a very quiet guy, you know, very good football player.
For him
good
to be
everything.
Friends with Greg, it's kind of weird.
You're not kidding there.
I'm just saying. it should be a good game, though. I mean, they have good girls on their side as well, and as long as Bobby picks his game up a little bit from last week, we should.
Have you seen Wilkinson play? Because there's rumors swirling that Wilkinson's going to be playing against you guys. That's the big, tall guy. He's really good. We had him in week one. He played at Brockport or something. He's a really good football player.
Nope.
No? You guys will see him Saturday. But you guys have so much speed. Yeah, Wilkinson's actually really good. And what do you think about XDC against Thread?
It'll be a good matchup. That should be a pretty tight game, I would say.
XTC
as long as Thread has,
yes,
Thread
Tommy,
has Andy back
Tommy,
in.
You
so
said everybody was coming.
Is Andy back? Like, is he okay?
I think so.
Yeah?
I'm pretty sure. He played last week, right?
He did, but I kind of heard he's been playing, but
I'm sure he'll probably stick it out for the playoffs.
He always seems to get hurt, and I love Andy to death, and he's a great guy. It always seems like something goes wrong with him, and like, I always look at him and go, sometimes it's social co-ed, and, you know, like, guys are always trying their best and pushing, and it always seems like he gets hurt.
Bubble wrap, Andy?
Not Bubble.
Oh, different Andy. Sorry about that.
No, don't call him Bubble Randy. He's pretty strong and pretty tough. Not, he'd be like, whoa, wait, we're doing Bubble Randy. He's a really nice guy, though.
No, I was thinking Dark Knights.
Yeah, they're Dark Knights.
Dark Knights.
I hope they come back in the fall. And Andy, if you're listening, it's killing him. He's actually texted me a couple times. He blew his, I think it was his quad or his groin or something.
Ooh,
out.
That's the worst.
Yeah, he missed the whole season. It's driving him nuts because half his team went to practice squad. And Dark Knights, believe it or not, if they were playing that, because I was kind of consulting for them.
Kind of. They were definitely doing
it. I could have matched them up with Ace and Maddie's Angels, no doubt in my mind.
Ooh.
Yeah, that team is as I had it last year, would have played them.
How would you stop Maddie's Angels?
Honestly?
Don't play man.
No, definitely would not play man. I would rush a guy. See, now with Dark Knights, their girls are so good. I would have rushed a guy because Renee and Jordan can run with the fives and the sixes on Maddie's Angels, so I wouldn't have been worried about it, but I would have rushed a guy. They actually have a pretty tall, thin guy that's fast. I would have clogged his throwing lanes, and I would have rushed a guy, and I would have said, okay, your fifth and sixth options, or fourth and fifth options, I'll play him with my girls, and I'll take my chances. That's how I would tag him. And I'd play a flat three deep at about 8 yards, and I would dare Maddie to throw it over my head. That's actually, believe it or not, you guys played us when we first played you. That's kind of how we did it. And we were kind of, I know the girls are different than Tommy Hughes was, but he threw for Tommy Hughes and it was the same thing. We're like, man, if you're going to beat us, you got to beat us over the top. Yeah. And we were hoping our safeties had enough range to get over there.
Now, Jeffy, B's brother, you heard the way the defense would be laid out. How would you face that defense with any particular offense, say maybe the Diamond Dolls?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, they're called Athena Medeiros. Like,
I would take the fastest girl against one of the most elusive guys, probably whoever y'all got checking her, and just use the Jerry Rice method.
Oh, see, we couldn't stop that.
Like Route Tree Jerry Rice?
Like,
what if we got him back?
Catch and run Jerry Rice.
Oh, man. I don't know if I could defend that. And I'm good at defending people.
Well, I mean, it's Jerry Rice, so good luck.
Yeah, I couldn't come up with that.
Mixture with the ladies being in slant position.
Okay, so you have four of the receivers. What would the other four receivers do?
Four of the receivers would be disguise mode.
Of course they're in disguise mode.
Stealth mode, you fool.
Oh, my God. I totally would have thought that they wouldn't have been in disguise mode.
Like, yeah, I was going to say, like, invisibility cloaks?
I would have taken the bait.
No. Pretty much expose the rest of the defense, get a one-on-one opening, take it.
Pretend to fall down, stand up.
Wow.
Catch the ball.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't want anybody away from the player I'm going to.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know how I'm defending that. If I'm playing Maddie's Angels with Dark Knights, I don't think I can defend that.
No, not with that. Well, apparently you need to hire B's brother.
Yeah, I don't think I'm rushing anybody. So to counterbalance that, what would you do if I didn't rush anybody?
If you didn't rush anybody.
And I played a 2-4.
See, at the end of the day, that can be exposed too.
Okay, now how would you expose that?
Easily.
Oh.
Bring everybody out. Send curl routes in. Mm. Okay. Send two girls on a curl route in. Send one on the slant and one on the deep route.
Okay, what if I knew that was going to happen?
And that's open.
And I took all four of my people out and I put four new people in.
It wouldn't work.
Damn it, Len.
You're like one step ahead of me.
Well, then you'd probably be breaking a sub rule.
Stays three steps ahead of the competition.
No, see, I would have 14 people if I was playing him because I would be ready for this.
Now, Jeffrey, do you feel as though you have a very good football mind? Because it seems like you do.
I do. Pretty much.
Where did you learn it from?
Watching football every day, playing with my cousins.
Did Madden help? Did playing lots of Madden help you?
Not just Madden. The first game that really took me to this level was Tecmo Bowl.
Tecmo Bowl or Tecmo Super Bowl?
Tecmo Bowl started it off. Then when Tecmo Super Bowl came out, that kind of
What did it teach you exactly? Like, what did you learn from it? What do you think you picked up?
Exposing defenses.
Yeah? Like, so you would tell your players to run zigzags?
Serpentine.
No. It's different styles that you can run. All varying on who's out there checking.
Who is your favorite team to play as in Tecmo Super Bowl?
Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, of course.
That's it. All right. Well, obviously the Bills because they were super good. But who else would you play as?
San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah. So you didn't really play as like any of the mid-level teams. You only picked like the front runners?
No, it was only about 3 to 4 teams I played with. Hmm. And of course, if you're going to play Tecmo Bowl, how could you stop the Oakland Raiders and Bo Jackson?
Of course.
Well, they were Los Angeles
with Raiders, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well,
Christian Okoye would run through anything. Start with me.
Bo was the fastest running back in that game.
Yeah, but Derek Thomas could catch him.
Hell no, he wouldn't have.
He would have, because I've done it a bunch of times.
You may have done it, but you ain't done it against me.
I used to think I was easily a defensive genius you. 4 minutes ago, and I you've got
then
me.
Get a TV at the field, okay, get Tecmo Bowl there, and let's go.
All right, Beast Brother, I got a question for you then. Who's faster, Bo Jackson or Morgasm?
What is it? Damn.
Is she holding the giant check or not? Because that has to do with like viscosity and like wind aerial resistance. Stuff.
Come on. See, here's the thing. Okay. I can't decide between both of them. Ladies being in slant position. I can't decide between both of them.
No. You can't decide between Bo fucking Jackson and Morgasm.
Like this. You got to think of it like this. Look at this. Look at the 40 times that both of them will actually run. You got to think about it.
4-4 against probably a 4-5. I get it. Okay, continue.
You got to weigh your options here. You can't have Bo Jackson out there, and you can have Morgasm out there, but you can still have Bo being like your primary focus.
Is she smoking though?
Running back.
I think somebody is.
And you can have her out there as like your speed demon receiver.
Okay, take that speed demon receiver and put her up right against the living legend sitting next to you, Beth, right now.
Yeah. Now what?
Now what?
That's gonna be a challenge.
Well, for who? Shit.
Look, because you got to think of it like this. If you're going to put me against one of the best corners.
No. Not you.
No.
Morgasm and Beth.
No, I'm just saying. If you're going to put Morgasm against one of the best top tier corners in the game, then you got to think of it. You got to strategize for everything that's going to happen out there between
Matchup. Take Morgasm out of it because we haven't seen her on the fields in a long time.
Ball to Bo Jackson. I don't have time for this.
Hang on a second, though.
She ran away pretty quick with the check.
I'm talking about some people that are playing right here in the spring right now.
Like, okay. His hip is still
hurting. If you take Emily from Bad Apples and put her face to, and we're talking about two different D's here. This would be an exhibition match. But you're talking Emily on one side and Beth on the other. What's going to happen?
You got to think of it like this. And this is if you don't have no safety help or nothing. You put this on the one-on-one top tier. That means like you putting the island versus one of the best wide receivers in the game and let the game go down.
Are you worried she's going to fall down?
What I'm worried about you got to think of it.
Dynamite dropping, Ferger.
How in the hell can you contend that much animosity between two people?
You just used 37 words that had nothing to do with the topic.
Why do Beth and Emily have animosity?
I don't get it, though.
Beth, is there any animosity with you and Emily?
I don't know who Emily is, to be honest.
Boom.
I might know her if I saw her face, but I don't know.
It's not worth knowing.
Does Beth have animosity with Bo Jackson?
No.
Hold on, wait. You forgot to tell us what you were doing with Bo Jackson here.
I thought he was playing safety.
Besides him just being a decoy. For more orgasm.
He's not safety.
What the fuck?
Look, with Bo Jackson, you can use him in so many different ways in football that it's pretty much imaginable.
You can use him as
center field.
You can use him as a decoy option player.
No, wait.
Like the whole nine yards.
We're talking about in Topper Sports League, you would have Bo Jackson be a fucking decoy.
Look, if Bo Jackson was on my roster, you got to think of it like this. I know some things... that nobody knows.
Exactly.
Apparently, like his phone number.
What if he was on his roster and it was a secret?
But
you didn't even think of that, did you?
What division are they in? Bo Jackson cannot be below D1.
What if it's a secret?
God damn it.
He absolutely can't be below D1.
He would be on D1 players in D6.
He would be on Bad Apples. That's where he would play.
Yeah, he's on tight ends in motion and sticky bandits. There it is. Okay, that's where Bo Jackson's playing.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
I love that. I don't understand what's happening, but that's okay.
None of us understand what's happening. That's what makes this so glorious.
But so you wouldn't like just consistently throw the ball to Bo Jackson?
No, you throw it to Beth.
But like, Bo Jackson. He's just going to run.
Can Bo Jackson run with Beth?
Is she a Cincinnati Bengal?
Okay, they're on grass and not AstroTurf. Who's winning that 40?
Who's winning that 40? Yeah. You got to think. Bo Jackson is good on certain grounds, okay. So I got to hand that one to Beth.
Okay.
Thank you.
What if they're on regular turf, though? What if they're on the Astro turf?
Continue.
It's a different ball game. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's why you had to ask it.
It's a different ball game.
You got to understand how the man thinks.
All right, Jeffrey, different question about Bo Jackson. Where do you rank him as top running backs of all time?
Top running backs of all time? He's in top five.
Who's the rest of your top five? I like when you give us top fives of things.
It's got to be between Bo, Barry Sanders,
mm-hmm.
Thurman Thomas,
mm-hmm.
Damn it! Who the fuck was that?
Damn it!
I don't know that guy.
Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, Emmitt Smith is up there, and I gotta say, Walter Payton.
Oh, I got a question for you now. I want to know right here, right now, on the spot, if Bo Jackson was a TSLer, who would be the top five wide receivers in TSL right now? I know that's such a tough question.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Oh, you'd probably say Bloomfield's one.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Wilkinson's probably two.
Bo fucking
no.
Yeah.
He's new. He didn't learn the game yet. So Wilkinson's two. What about Bocchio's probably three?
Understand the 7 yard jig yet?
Probably like three. Bo,
who's better, Jeff Farr or Chadwick? Beth.
Bo knows. Okay.
Farr probably.
Yeah, I'd say Jeff.
Okay, so Farr's four, and maybe Bo's five. Maybe Cody Williams is maybe five, and then Bo's six.
But I can't forget about a certain somebody from Cobblestone, Garrett.
This sounds like an F. Mary Kill building for Beth.
Stop it.
All right. Well,
wait. So, you're right. Bo Jackson's probably the seventh best TSLer we can have right now.
Yes.
Yeah, well, wide receiver, because I'm sure if we had any quarterbacks.
He still has to get acclimated to how we
exactly.
You're aware that his whole thing is about knowing, right? So he already knows.
Yeah, but this time he doesn't.
I still don't give
a. Or like, does he know? And it's a secret.
Does he bring Marcus Allen?
Look, you're just blowing.
He
this
didn't
up
even
now.
Crack the top five, dude.
And a big shout out to everyone who took part in the poll out of the biggest stories from week 9 right here. That poll is still up on the website at this time. B's brother, refereeing his first game in league history, has received 17% of all the votes so far. Definitely get out there and make sure that you put your votes in for him. Polling will be open for the remainder of the evening.
Probably until the fall.
All right, 71 minutes in. We're going to go to final thoughts. Ferger, we're going to start with you. What do you think? Final thoughts. What do you think in Saturday? What do you think right now? How are you feeling? I mean,
how's
are you
toe?
Gonna, I mean, are you getting duct tape and you're just going to do this thing? Or, I mean, are you 50-50? What's happening?
I'm 50-50 for the game. But the only way that I really see it not happening is if I get out there and my team says I'm hurting them more than helping them. So it's going
to
be
the only one
show that
can throw the football semi okay.
I don't know. Did you ever start a chant for me to go back and throw the football?
How much moonshine did I drink?
So a lot,
probably then. Yes, there you go.
No, it's going to be a good week. We're super excited that we actually get to pay an extra $20 to get our ass kicked.
And with that, thank you, Beth. Final thoughts. How was this podcast for you? How are you feeling right now?
Good.
Good. Yeah. Happy to be here. Would you come again?
Yeah.
Great. And you would play in a female team?
Yeah.
Right. So we're learning some things today. You're smiling, you're giggling, you're having a good old time, and that's a good thing. And we thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
Anything you want to say final? Varsity Blues, what do you think it's Saturday?
It'll be a good matchup. So we'll see how both teams, who shows up and who's healthy and playing. See what happens.
All right. I know a lot's happened. Jeff, final thoughts? Blood Rain Mix CD, Plug Life, anything else you got in the docket?
As far as it goes, Blood Rain is pretty much 1,000 CD units already sold.
And
copies
is
out there.
Is that at $3, $4, or $5 a CD?
At $5 a CD right now. And then we got the iTunes and Amazon. Yeah,
is it in stores
there,
too?
It's in stores.
What stores you got it in?
We got it in King City right now. Pretty much so far, we out here doing the rest of the legwork with the CDs.
On that grind?
Yeah.
That's my boy.
And then that's probably about it, man. Right. Just go cop the CD and
shout
enjoy
out to
it.
The garden. DJ Jimmy, final thoughts?
627 Top, where your opinion matters. Don't forget to give us a call. You want to talk about anything from this show or any others or the playoffs? 627 TOPP. 627
8677.
Joe, Len, back to you.
Joe K, final thoughts?
I'm still trying to get over the Bo Jackson being the seventh best TSLer thing. But other than that.
But the fifth best running back.
Yeah, amazing, right? So I think that, the season was fun. Everybody had a great time. It wasn't too terrible. And now it's time for playoffs. And like a wise man once said, the race for co-ed football immortality has begun. So I cannot wait. I mean, it'll just be a great time. I can't wait to play Topper's team. It'll be a fun go, and we'll have a great time.
Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, normally we do my closing thoughts here, but I'm not. I've had a couple discussions with Topper. We've sent you emails. We have sent you texts. And now we're going to give you one more plea. It's going to be our first ever Topper Sports League public service announcement. And without further ado, we have something to say, and let's say it.
Ladies and gentlemen of the TSL universe, on Saturday, June 17th, in the year of our Lord 2017, 48 teams will begin the chase for social co-ed football immortality. Let us remember that Saturday is about the spirit of camaraderie, fair play, teamwork, and togetherness.
So when you're playing, please remember that it is not okay to punch, grab, or hurt anyone. It also isn't right to threaten physical violence against men or women. It is totally uncool if a quarterback looks at you and is all like, I'm going to dot you between the eyes with a football. Because you know what, that hurts on the outside, but more importantly, that hurts on the inside. It hurts a lot. It hurts so much that you have to go to see a psychologist, and shrinks cost money. But the quarterback who causes that is nowhere to be found when the bill is due. So remember to be nice. And don't yell at the refs, they're trying to do their job too, and don't deserve to be yelled at, or berated, or made fun of.
If you are a TSL player, try your best, but please, remember, we are a fun, social league. Things like crystal meth, ecstasy, and crack have no place here. They are strictly prohibited to take prior to taking the field. So if you play on, I don't know, Collegiate Solar, and it's like 3 p.m., and you find yourself running onto other fields backwards, seeing rainbows, speaking Klingon, and having absolutely no clue what is happening around you, you are most definitely probably on crack, and crack is bad. You probably should sit quietly down in the grass and wait for your high to end. So in closing, drugs are bad, okay?
And if it's not too much trouble, and you see a very well-dressed man in Plug Life for Life gear, wait, walking the fields, holding the Blood Rain mixtape for the low price of $5, help hook a brother up and hand him 5 ducats. If you don't pay the man, we can bring you volume 2 or volume 3 or volume 4. By the way, I'm not calling my shot right now, but with the help of my new BFF and director of free agent signings and talents relations, Emily, Diamond Dogs will win D6 in the fall.
So many different people from so many walks of life came together with one goal in mind, to make you, the TSL universe, aware of what is at stake this Saturday. Today, I learned something. I learned crack is a drug, and drugs are bad, okay? I learned $5 is not a lot to spend on a joyful expression of musical talent. I learned it is not okay to be mean. I learned psychologists are expensive. And finally, I learned the chase for TSL social co-ed football immortality is about to begin. See you Saturday.
Be.
We are the children.
Bitches.
We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a better day. Just you and me.
We are the world. We are the world. We are the children.
Oh no, you didn't.
It's true, we make a better day, just you and me.
Mixture with the ladies being in slant positions.
We are the world.
We are the children.
Bitches.
Children. We are the ones who make a better day, so let's start giving.
Oh no, you didn't.
Joe K.